Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to another segment of Khoj Gurbani's The Sab of the Day. Today, the recitation is from the sixth pauri of Asa Ki War. It comes with two associated saloks that we will recite first, one at a time, and then to the pauri. And the salok, we will consider it line by line, just in the interest of time. The first salok begins with Salok Mahalla Pehla Musalmana Sift Sariyat Pad Pad Karhe Bichar. Musalmana, to Muslims, Sift Sariyat, to Muslims, the Sharia is exemplary. Pad Pad Karhe Bichar. So what do? They read and reflect upon it. Bande se jai paven vich bandi vekhan ko didar. So the Muslims who follow Sharia declare that only they who are bound by Sharia will get the vision, in other words, are acceptable. Bande se je pave vich bandi vekhan ko didar. The bandi is, of course, the Sharia. Hindu salahi salahan darsan roop apar. Hindu salahi. Who do the Hindus praise? Hindu salahi salahan. They praise what they consider to be praiseworthy, which is darsan roop apar, the beauty of their philosophies, the khat shastra, the orthodox philosophies. Tirath naave archa puja agar vas behkar. So what do the Hindus do? They bathe at pilgrimages, perform rituals, they burn the incense. Jogi sunte avan jete alakh naam kartar. And the yogis meditate on sun, the void, contemplating on it as the unfathomable name. Sukham murat naam niranjan kaya kaya kar. So what the yogis meditate on is sukham murat, is subtle, the subtle form, Naam Niranjan, the immaculate Naam, the embodiment of creation. Satya man santokh upajay dene ke vichar. Now there is another segment called the Satis, who seek contentment. Now Satya man santokh upajay, in their minds arises the desire for contentment. And they contemplate the act of giving. Dene kya vichar. De de manga sahasa guna sob kare sansar. But here's the problem. Having given in charity, they expect double the return. Not only that, but they also expect to be glorified. And then there are the others that Nanak lists. Chora jara te kuliyara khara bavekar. There are thieves, adulterers, and the corrupt who engage in corruption, vekar. Ik honda khai chal hai aithon. Ik, others. There are still some others left. So we get the sense that Guruji is essentially talking about the different segments of people engaged in a diversity of worship, and some, like ik honda khai chale ethon tina bhi kai sar, they consume and depart. They're happy living their lives as they are, a mundane existence. So what the Guru is saying is jal thal ji puriya loa akar ayakar. Life forms are present everywhere in a diversity of way, within water, upon land, and in all beings. ਓਏ ਜੇ ਆਖੇ ਸੋ ਤੂੰ ਹੈ ਜਾਣੇ ਤਿਨਾ ਵੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਸਾਰ ਓਏ ਜੇ ਆਖੇ ਸੋ ਤੂੰ ਹੈ ਜਾਣੇ meaning they who claim to know you, O Creator, they too depend on you. In other words, nothing and nobody is absolute.
ਨਾਨਕ ਭਗਤਾਂ ਮੁਖ ਸੁਮੁਖ ਸਲਾਹਣ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਮ ਆਧਾਰ.
Now Nanak talks about true devotion. The true devotee, amongst all of these different segments, all of these practices must have the element of bhakti, devotion, adoration. So Nanak Bhakta Bhukha Salahan Satchanam Aadhar. Self-knowledge must be their guide. So if you're doing any of these things, Guru Nanak is not making a comment on that. What he is making a comment on is that all of these practices must be imbued with a sense of bhakti, devotion, adoration, glorification at a personal level. And for them, self-knowledge must be their guide. So in whatever you do, in terms of religious practice or even otherwise, make self-knowledge your guide. Naam should be your adhar, your support. Then and only then,
sada ananda rahe din rati gunvantiya paachar,
then you will be in bliss day and night. So what we see here is the different practices, the different pursuits, but the guru is saying, it's all very well, but are you really guided by self-knowledge? Are you rooted in Naam? If you are not, then it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're still lost. And now on to the second salok, which essentially is symbolic of the process of creation and transformation. And the guru uses the metaphor of clay and pottery to convey a very deep spiritual message. He begins by saying,
Mitti Musalman ki peda pai kumihar.
Mitti Musalman ki, essentially saying the clay of which the Muslim is made, meaning human bodies are made out of the soil of the earth, the elements. So the Guru is saying, Mitti Musalman ki peda pai kumihar, it finds its way to a potter's wheel. It ends up there. And then what happens to it? To that same soil that once composed a Muslim. Muslim is just an example of a worshipper.
Kadpande itta kiya jaldi kare pukar.
What is clay, what is sand, what is soil is then shaped into bricks, into pots. How are they shaped? By putting them, by subjecting them to a crackling fire. Jaldi kare pukar. Jal jal rove papuri chad chad pave angyar. So as the clay burns, the embers of fire fly. And the poor thing, Nanak says, cries in anguish.
Nanak jin kartai karan kiya so jane kartar.
So the Guru says, the reasons of the doer, the mysteries of the doer, the karta, are best known to the karta. We as humans cannot really say what they are. So what he's saying is that this is how transformation takes place. The mitti, the clay, is being transformed into shape. So we have a human body which is mitti. It has to be shaped. And then the process of shaping is akin to a baptism by fire, if you will.
like we have the baptism of the sword. You have to sacrifice the way you are. So the mitti has to transform itself. The clay burns. It emits sparks of smoke and embers as if it is crying in agony, because it is an arduous task. It is not easy. It is mashakkat kaal. It's a difficult, difficult task. So that is the second salok. And in the Pauri, the Guru is saying, if you want to know the reasons, if you really want to get an insight into the mind of the Creator, then the Satgur is pivotal. He says in the Pauri, Bin Satgur kine na payo. So without awakening to that perennial teacher within you, no one can realize the self. In other words, self-knowledge is simply not possible. Kine na paya, meaning, nor has anyone done this yet. In other words, acquired self-knowledge without the Satguru. So it isn't going to happen.
Satguru vich aap rakhiyo ne, kar pargat aakh sunaya.
Satguru vich aap rakhiyo. The Guru says, I surrendered to the voice of the Satguru. Aakh sunaya. Whatever the Satguru is saying, I surrendered to it. I allowed myself to be guided by it. Kar pargat, embodied wisdom.
Satguru miliye sada mukt hai, jin vichon moh chukaya.
So Nanak is saying that when I surrendered to the voice of the Satguru, in other words, when I internalized its message, I was liberated forever. What was he liberated from? Attachment to the mind's perversions, to unenlightenment, to living in the darkness. Nanak is saying, I'm now enlightened. I know how to address the different situations, the different challenges that life can throw at me. I'm ready to take them on with clarity. And he concludes by saying,
Uttam eh bichar hai jin sacche siyon chit laya.
This is the supreme contemplation. One who focuses consciousness on the true one, on the self,
jag jeevan data paya,
discovers the sustainer of the universe. Then you're at one with this sustaining power and you get discernment of its mysteries. You begin to understand the game intuitively. So it is an inversion that we need to bring about, because as has been said very often, looking out disperses the attention. We want to bring the attention back within so that it is focused. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.